Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dr. Michael Icke's show, featuring mystical and new thought tools and stimulating conversation.
And welcome, everybody, to my show. We have very special guest this week, Joel Tibbetts. He's an author, he's a sound designer and composer, and so much more. And we're going to get to know a little bit more about Joel right after this.
Source is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Source is everywhere. There is no place Source is not. Therefore, where we are, Source is. Source is peace, love, joy, harmony, creativity, higher intelligence, wisdom. And just as the sunbeam is an extension of the sun, so too are we. Just as the waves upon the ocean are individualized extensions, expressions of the whole ocean, so too are we, perfect, whole individualizations of Mother, Father, God. We already are perfect in the mind of the universe, as the mind of the universe is perfect within us. Right here and right now, in this energy of pure perfection that we are one with, we affirm and we declare that whatever is put out is mirrored back to us, for we are one with the all. An exterior face of love and joy and of bliss reflects our feeling and extension and expression of love, joy, and bliss. We know not where the looking glass begins nor ends. We simply are. And we attract to us only creativity, only peace, love, and joy. For that is what we radiate out now and forevermore. These words are the law of the universe and already are in the mind of God. We let it be so, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen.
And we'll be back.
Now in its 10th season, listen and watch Fridays to Dr. Michael's podcast and webcasts on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with Joel Tibbetts. How are you today, Joel?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm excited to have you on the show. I'm so excited about your book. It's actually a series of books. I kind of narrowed it down to calling it a quest. It's much more than a quest, isn't it?
Well, there are quests in it. There's a number of different narratives, but really, if you do think of it overall as a quest, it's the exploration of consciousness.
Yeah.
So the books are set in a fictional solar system, and each book has different characters, different place settings. And over time, the solar system changes, and so does the overall consciousness awareness of humanoid life there as well.
Wonderful. I love that whole mystical aspect. I mean, the whole thing is, with all due respect, what I'm getting out of it, even without having read the book yet, I can't wait until it's released. You know, when these folks are viewing it, it'll be around September 23rd or so. So this is airing before, but we're going to keep showing this until people get sick of it, post-release.
Right.
But it is an inner journey, and it's I've listened to your music as well, about 12 cuts, and it took me places. Mm. It took me places that I didn't even know existed or suspected. And I have a feeling that your book is much the same, that it will take people places on an inner journey that they've never been before or perhaps have suspected. And hopefully they're going to come out the other end, for lack of a better description, different.
Well, it's interesting you talk about the music and the book at the same time. It is a rather unusual pairing. So there are seven books in the whole series. The first one is coming out very soon, but for each book, there is an album of music. And the intent behind that is twofold. The first is that the music to the books is very much like celestial movement to human activity. I am not drawing literally from any modalities, let's say astrological, but what you talked about of the experience you've had, I would say, without me directly saying that is the experience you're supposed to have, the intention of the music is to halo the books, complement the books in ways that are non-literal or linear. So that experience is very nice to hear, because that's certainly what has happened for me in the creation. I was writing the books and creating the music at the same time. So there was a back and forth that process.
It's very, very exciting, and I might add, it wasn't just one experience, it was a multitude of multi-layered experiences. And every time I listen to the music, again, a whole series of other experiences, which means either I'm being drawn in deeper or differently or various places that exist. Now, for me, I'm coming from a new thought metaphysical perspective, if you will, which means the mind is the key to everything. The mind is the key on so many levels to who we really are, to where we're going or where we've already been. Because if you subscribe to this, and I suspect as many of our listeners and viewers out there understand, past, present, and future exist simultaneously. And as such, if one listens to your music and or will read your books, they will also experience, and perhaps, hopefully, the lines will be blurred a little bit as to past, present, future, who we really are, which is, I believe, higher intelligence, for lack of a better term. But your book is not only a journey, it's a quest, if you will. To me, it's a key, one of the many keys to oneness. Would I be anywhere accurate in saying that?
Well, I love the use of the word oneness instead of saying one, because from my view, the word one is oneness. You can only talk about oneness. You know, we contend with this issue that seems to be about separateness. So for the series of books and the work that I'm doing around it, there are some fundamental concepts that I have that I'll actually use in workshops or guided meditations that I do to bring people into the very similar things you're talking about. And one of these ideas is integration, which is how I would speak about oneness, because in that definition of integration is our participation. So we can talk about an inherent unity, but how do we participate in that? And so as you're using the word oneness, I feel that is, and you spoke of using mind, for me, that pursuit of participating in oneness is recognizing experiential richness, which is multidimensional, multifunctional, and still there's much to explore. I think that we, as Carl Sagan said, the people who will go to Mars or further are not us. So this idea of all time, present, past, and future happening simultaneously is just a piece of that spherical way of conceiving of being and experience.
Yeah. Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about sacred geometry. I couldn't help but notice symbols. I believe they're on the book cover, perhaps throughout the book, certainly in your advertising, your promos, your website. And that speaks to me, hopefully it speaks to everyone else out there too on a number of levels. Let's briefly talk about sacred geometry, its place within your works.
Okay. Well, just as a preamble, I started working with creating my own symbologies when I was younger. But I didn't really actively engage with it until I started studying music composition. And right out of the gate, I started making these titles that were graphical expressions of my experience of writing the music. And that led me to spend some time engaging with a number of different iconographies, symbolism, forms of symbolism, and graphically representing things, whether it was Egyptian hieroglyphics or world lines in quantum mechanics or different forms of sacred geometry. And what happened for me was the title, the actual first title of the book, was a very, I'm sure a lot of people will understand this, intuitive experience where it just happened. And I couldn't let go of it. And over time, I recognized that not only was it a titling system, but it actually has a number of embedded meanings and intentions, which I'm afraid I must tease you with saying I cannot reveal them at this time. Because as there are seven books, the seventh book really is where I'll be revealing a lot. In fact, there will be appendices of how I created a lot of things. But the use, very simply, of the geometry in the books is that there is a title, a graphical title, but then there are variation expressions that appear supposedly randomly throughout the narratives. So as you go through the book, you'll come across one and or two. So actually, there's eight, but all of the books will have varying numbers of them. And they are definitely a nuanced relationship. And what I do is I actually do approach them in a sacred geometry methodology, or even how Tibetan monks will create mandalas, where I do not draw them, they draw me, and then they're there. And I have to wait for them, and there is sometimes that beautiful mystification of, okay, all right, this is right, this doesn't seem right, and a process with them. But there is actual, if you will, pragmatic elements to them as well. So the creation of this geometry, if you want to call it that, has a very strong intuitive and measured physical balance in its creation and intention.
Very exciting. Very exciting. If a person is wanting to explore, if they're wanting to go a little bit deeper on a number of levels, your series of books certainly are a way. When I first saw the title, The Books of Magda Haksas, if I'm pronouncing it right, My wife and I were talking about it. Well, I actually tend to talk at her. We were, as you may have noticed in one of our recent wellness things, it's like she'll put up with me. But the feeling I got, and I said to her, Haksas, that's high-low, that's a balance. I talked as if right away I knew what was happening, even without having met the author and without having discussed anything. But then when I actually met you at a recent event a couple of weeks ago, and I approached you, or perhaps I was incessantly raising my hand throughout your presentation, and I brought that point up, you said you agreed with me, but that's also my experience. And a lot of people may have various other interpretations, but I'm sure you as the author, and I like to say the channeler of these words, if you will, if that's fair, may have your own individualized interpretation of that. And did you care to share that with us?
Well, if you're speaking to the meaning of Haksos, it is very intentionally laid out. Every book is titled with a specific concept, and they are concepts that came with the sound. So as much as Haksos may be viewed as words and letters, it's the sound of saying that basically carried what its meaning is in the books. And just as a sideline, I think it's wonderful that you would go somewhere with it without even knowing what it is, because I think that that not only reflects its potency, but your capacity to allow, which is fabulous. But in the books, quite simply, Hyksos is a part of the mythology that a long time ago in that solar system, people realized that we're inundated with questions. We question, 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 question. For every question you have, there'll be two more that pop up. If there's any one of the greatest things of the scientific method's history is that it clearly displays that as soon as you answer something, 3, 4, 5 other questions will appear. And so Hyksos means the desire to know. But what the book delves into in that is that Hak and Sus actually mean two different things. Hak means change. Sus means stasis. And that the idea is that we have the capacity to recognize change, but we also have the capacity to experience a stasis. Just like you and I right now are sitting here.
We've got the illusion that we're sitting
here. Right. If you want to, however you want to couch it, illusion or
experience
or insistence, of that. So we have that capacity. And so the idea in Hyksos is that if we have this and we are of the universe, the world, it must have it too. And so the idea basically that's explored is through Hyksos is the infinitude of questions raises for a human being, a lot of people, is the desire to know, but the desire to finish questions because there is perhaps a perceived rest or there is a perceived capacity to be in control even, depending on how you want to look at it. But the other element that comes up is the other side of that is not all-knowing but all-communing. And all communing, I'm not using it literally from a biblical sense. I'm actually using it in terms of an ongoing dialogue.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. You said we're of the universe. I believe we are not only of the universe. The universe is within us, and they're not just interchangeable. They're sort of one, for lack of a better term. It's almost like a fish being in a fishbowl. It doesn't see the water. It is of the water. The water is of the fish,
et cetera.
That may be a very poor comparison or analogy, if you will. But it's the only way I can express that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, are there any lines? Are there any divisions? I think only our human mind creates that for whatever reasons. And again, I believe on so many levels, your upcoming book, The Books of Magda Hyksos, is a key to so many things. Now, you're having a book launch September 23rd. It's by invite only, I believe. And we've been blessed enough. I'm thankful that you've invited myself and Susan, my wife, to this. But also I suspect there'll be a lot of other more public book signings coming up after that. I predict that as well, that you're going to...
Oh, I'm aiming for it.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be that. And will you inform us so we can share that with other people?
Yes, I will. As I am still unclear as to when those will be, if there is any events coming up of any kind, because I also do guided meditations, I'll just also put in here that I'm going to be doing workshops related to the books. So any of that will be available to subscribers. So if they go to my website, www.thebooksamagda.com, and they subscribe, they'll get updates for things like that, plus Facebook, Instagram, the usual social media hangout spots. I also, I'll put up info there too.
It's perfect. You went where I was going to sort of lead you. Was like, and how can people get in touch with you, Joelle? and that's so exciting. So to reiterate again, it's www.thebooksofmagda.com. Excellent. And I'm a subscriber. I highly suggest you subscribe. Your book, this current book, is already on Amazon.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Yeah. I was trying to balance a few things, and so I wanted to ensure that my subscribers had the first chance to get a hold of it. So I actually set that up and then provided that there. So technically it is online already, but the Kindle version isn't up yet. That's coming up on the 24th.
Subscribers will be informed, in other words,
course,
I'll know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Well,
you will definitely know.
I never take anything for granted, and I'm grateful for that, and I in turn will pass that along through social media, etc.
Thank you.
I want to thank you so much, Joel.
Thanks
for gracing my show. I know we've barely touched on stuff. Hopefully, we'll do future meetings, future interviews, whatever you want to call it, and hopefully our viewers and listeners out there will be drawn in and they'll experience something on some level or another. I know.
Oh.
I'm very thankful to know you. Joel Tibbetts, The Books of Magadha. The first one is Haksus. Watch for it. It's already on Amazon. And I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot more about you, Joel, in the future.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Expand your consciousness and awareness with Dr. Michael Leitke's more than 40 paperback books of a self-help, mystical, and new thought nature available from Amazon.
Let's experience another mystical meditation. Here in the light and love energy of creation we sit, feeling the peace, the love, the joy, the harmony, the higher intelligence, the wisdom and creativity. We affirm and we declare that we are living a life of true prosperity, seeing and living the fullness of life in everything we do. The fullness of life breathing itself through us inspires us. The fullness of life living through us brings us abundance. The fullness of life, laughing and loving through us, brings us peace and joy. As we feel peace and joy, so too does the world. It is already so in the mind of God, the mind of the universe, and we release this word knowing that it shall, can, will return multiplied of itself, never void. We let it be so now and unto forevermore. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. 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 We breathe into this vortex, into this energy of pure love, releasing with a sound. We'll be back.
Now in its 10th season, listen and watch Fridays to Dr. Michael's podcast and webcasts on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. And I want to thank my special guest, Joel Tibbetts, once again for joining us. He's much more than an author. He's a composer, sound designer, and we'll look forward to your upcoming book and series of books as well. Most of all, I want to thank all of you out there for joining us this day. We're here every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, peace and richest blessings.
Welcome to Dr. Michael Leitke's show, featuring mystical and new thought tools and stimulating conversation.